Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You guys already detailed this likely trade of the Cowboys and Steelers. It looks to be finalized sometime today, where George Pickens will go to Dallas for a third-round pick and then a couple of pick swaps, it looks like. Now, tonight in Boston, we will have the Celtics and the Knicks, of course. It is game two. So I'm going to play a question that was asked of Joe Mazzulla. You tell me if there's anything wrong with this question.
The Knicks shot, I think, over 50% from three in the second half there. What's the balance for you guys of, you know, wanting to help versus staying home on those shooters? And, like, how much freedom do you give your players on that front?
That seems like a very fair question, no?
Yeah, it's a very basketball X's and O's question that I'm sure a coach would appreciate, as opposed to some of the other hypothetical weird questions that they ask.
I would agree. Here was the response in the first answer.
Were they shoot from three in the second half?
I think over 50%.
So they made them?
Yes.
Man, what a novel idea.
But there's a lot of those where they're...
That's a novel concept, huh?
Right.
Just make them when you're open? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, and then... And so...
Basically, make them when you're open and be like, well, I'm asking you
right
about them being open because you can defend them.
So part of me, when I play the third part of this, part of me thinks he didn't understand or hear the question the right way, but it still started out with how many did they make? So here was the reporter asking again.
Would you like to answer the question, though?
I just did. Make them. I mean,
I'm asking about you.
I know, it's, and I'm not... I think I'm really just talking to you. I think it's such a cool... duality of your question to where I'm getting asked all the ones that we missed, and you come in and start with they shot 50% in the second half, and I'm like, oh man, what? The duality of that question is just really cool to like talk about. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I so sorry.
Thanks.
Weird.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, actually, I don't know anything.
I think he just wanted to get out of there at that point.
The reporter. Duality of your question.
Yeah. What a dick.
Was that Al who said that?
Yes.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Oh, that was funny. I don't know where that came from. Meantime, you had the Pacers and the Cavaliers. Last hour, we heard the Indiana call of Tyrese Halliburton missing the free throw and then hitting the three. Here's how it sounded on TNT.
Misses Halliburton, the rebound. 9 seconds. They do have a timeout. Carlisle's going to let him play. Halliburton steps back and hits. Tyrese Halliburton trying to take Cleveland's heart.
And there's the buzzer. Yeah, it is over.
Yeah, and they just sort of faded away from the highlight when Halliburton started doing his big ball dance.
Yeah.
You know, the big,
big balls.
Like, yeah, the big ball dance, like Pedro Serrano. You know,
yes.
You know, because Halliburton's doing, ooh.
How do you have big balls lined up?
Well, because when they played it earlier, I remembered, and I saw it on SportsCenter.
And you just thought that G might reference it.
Well, no, I had a little puppet mask.
No. Yeah.
You know, but Boomer, it's this thing here.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, he did have
what I do like is Rick Carlisle let them play. In other words, he didn't call timeout.
Correct.
That's the former player doing that. You know, that's the guy who knows, like, in the moment.
keep it in rhythm.
And Halliburton, obviously, just think about that for a second. He misses, gets the rebound, and then has the wherewithal to understand how much time's on the clock and to get himself in a situation where he can hit that three.
Yeah, and almost with ease.
As you talk about Jalen Brunson doing a step back and all that stuff and creating separation from the length of the defender. This is what I hear all these people talking about, so it sounds good when you say it.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, did you consciously leave out the big balls part of that highlight?
No, I didn't even know he did it. I didn't know.
All right, very good. Just making sure. All right, thanks, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. But that was just unbelievable by Halliburton to be able to do that and have the wherewithal to think about that.
Big ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Indiana up 2-0 now as they won both games in Cleveland. Meantime, the Warriors beat the T-Wolves last night. Steph Curry didn't play much because of a hamstring injury, and Buddy Hield stepping up again.
All hands on deck here. Butler topside through a series of screens gets Naz Reid. Crossover dribble, chest pass to Hield. He's open for three. Bang! Buddy Love! Another big bucket for Buddy Love, and the Warriors back up by 12. He's got 24 points.
And he finished with 24.
Probably
Tim Roy and Warriors
time to
right
trade
now.
Steph Curry to the Knicks. They don't need him.
I don't know about that, but they didn't need him last night as they did win in Minnesota 99-88. Now, a lot has been made about the Celtics 15-for-60 in Game 1. Listen to this exchange with the media, with a reporter and Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards at the podium last night after this game.
We've got the numbers that you guys going 12-for-76 over the last two games is the worst three-point shooting in the history of the NBA playoffs. And for a team that was fourth in three-point percentage and fifth, I think, three-pointers made.
So 12-for-70, God.
You know, that actually sounds like a Knicks stat.
12-for-6, so they were 7-for-4. Think about this. In the clinching game against the Lakers, they were 7-for-47 from three, and they still won the game.
It's the exact opposite of the Joe Mazzulla answer. Right?
Yes.
12-for-70, God damn.
Sounded like Cat Williams answered that.
Yeah, pretty awful. They were 6-of-29. I think they were a little awful. I think it's 13-for-76 in the last two games. Either way, it's hideous. And so Minnesota wins game one on the road by 11. Quickly with the baseball, you had the Mets fall to the Diamondbacks 5-1. Lourdes Gurriel with the home run in that game. David Peterson, the loss. You've got Kodai Senga to start this afternoon at 3:40 on 880 AM Mets Odyssey Radio. Merrill Kelly goes for the Diamondbacks. The Yankees had this monster seventh inning where they scored 10 runs, and a big part of that was Austin Wells, and that is why he is our Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion.
Pitch, swung on, hit hard, into right field, base hit. Dominguez scores. Volpe will shut it down in second. Austin Wells wasting no time. We got a tie ball game in the seventh inning.
And went right after that fastball, threw it in there, and they're just jumping on it.
Yes, they are, and he is our Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. He kind of bookended the 10-run inning with a grand slam on the back end, and the Yankees wind up winning the game last night, 12-3 over San Diego.
Jerry, did you like Diaz's catching getup last night? You probably had to love it.
What do you mean, the yellow? What are we talking about?
Yeah, you love that.
Yeah, pretty good. I like yellow.
I know you do.
Yeah. I have a beautiful yellow shirt.
See that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You probably thought that was awesome.
I have a very good shirt for the next time we play golf.
Huh.
A very nice shirt.
Okay.
That I will be wearing with a very nice hat and very nice shoes. Banana boat. Oh, man. Anyway, so the Yankees do win the game. The Giants scored 9 runs in the 11th. They beat the Cubs 14-5. Oh, I should tell you, you got Max Fried tonight going against Dylan Cease in the series finale as the Yankees look to win that series. Wilmer Flores is a big part of that. 9-run 11th inning, 14-5 was the final there. And in the NHL playoffs, Hurricanes, Capitals in overtime.
Martinuk, that one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen! Carolina wins game one in overtime!
And that was ESPN with the call there. 2-1 was the final. Slavin, the game winner. Hurricanes take game one.
Pucks to the net, boys. Traffic in front.
That's exactly
right.
You
hear that all the time. Pucks to the net, traffic in front.
Paid major dividends in that game last night. The Oilers doubled up the Golden Knights 4-2. And coming up next hour, I will have some details. This is for awareness, which is why this was done. The results of the first ever sperm race.
Oh, nice.
That took place in California last week.
How many people entered?
I mean, 2.
Oh, just 2.
Apparently, sperm were trained and then raced microscopically, and this was all for awareness of infertility and things of that nature.
They trained the sperm
somehow
to race?
This came up in a Tom Brady podcast.
Okay.
And I looked it up, and this did happen last week, and it was for a very good cause.
Okay, very good.
The results of that.
Excited
by
that.
The way, we've had our 10th baby born.
Congratulations.
Through our BEF-IVF program.
Amazing.
Nice. And this one was born on Long Island, of all places.
All right.
How awesome is that?
Congratulations to the couple.
Yes. Congratulations to them, yes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.